There are two economic superstorms approaching right now, and the typical American people are not ready for either one of them. And they are, number one, the energy crisis, which is really more than energy. It's also a supply chain collapse stemming from a lack of helium, a lack of sulfur, a lack of polyethylene, a lack of, you know, hydrocarbons and natural gas and all the byproducts of that. Of course, stemming from Trump's war, a war of choice against Iran. So that's inbound now, and it cannot be avoided. Now, it's not the end of the world. It's just the end of wealth for many people. It's the end of their savings. It's the end of their financial buffer. It's the end of their assets, because they're going to end up paying so much for food and fuel and transportation that they, well, many people, especially those on the edge, will become bankrupt and then homeless. So this is an economic mass casualty event for Western civilization. Then on top of that, we have the second wave, the second superstorm that's coming, which is the AI job replacement. Now, I know you've seen a lot of stories recently that say, oh, well, AI is not any good and it doesn't work. That's a psyop, folks. AI works amazingly well when you use the Chinese open source models. And I'm proof of it because I am building, you know, amazing applications like brightlearn.ai, which now has 54,000 free books available for you to download, and hundreds of audiobooks, over 500, and soon we'll have 500 Spanish language books. We already have over 200 of those, and that's climbing on a steady basis. The thing is, I wrote every component of that using AI. That entire app is vibe coded, and it works. It works every day. People are generating books every day, based off the amazing research library, which has hundreds of thousands of science papers, and as you know, millions of pages from published books and articles and interviews, and that's the research index that I built, put together using AI normalization scripts, you know, all AI written stuff. So AI works amazingly well. But you're being told now that it doesn't. That's because they're nerfing the US AI models. They're dumbing them down on purpose because the globalists realize, oh my God, you know, there's too much cognition now in the hands of the people. We can't let that happen. So there's a giant globalist backlash against AI that's taking place right now. But that's not going to stop the Chinese models, is it? No. The Chinese models are the best in the world now. Notably DeepSeek version 4, but also there's Kimi K2, 2.6, and then there's also Qwen that has several models, including a small one, a 27 billion dense model that's very good at the local level and runs on pretty meager hardware, by the way. It's as good as what OpenAI was 18 months ago. I mean, it's really quite remarkable. So what's actually going to happen, I mean, this has already started, and it's accelerating, is that U.S. corporations are relying on Chinese open source models to do a lot of job replacement. And, of course, you know, customer service jobs, for example, they're all being wiped out, you know. Nobody needs humans to do customer service anymore, except for a very limited set of circumstances. Now, I mean, we still do human customer service at my company, but, of course, we're also going to add an AI chatbot option in case you just want to talk to an AI about your order or whatever. And that will handle probably 70 to 80% of queries, but it's a choice. You know, we will still have a person that you can talk to if you prefer that option. And a lot of companies are doing the same thing. It's like, well, you can wait 30 minutes to talk to a human, or you can talk to a machine right now that probably can answer your question and might actually speak better English than the human, you know, in a lot of these companies, right? So that's happening. But it's more than that. The AI models that are out there today, like DeepSeek version 4, which is rather extraordinary, is also replacing thousands, well, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, actually, in the aggregate, of jobs involving coding. So that's across even tech giants. Oracle laid off tens of thousands of people. Amazon is, you know, giving the pink slips to tens of thousands of people. It goes on and on. These are a lot of tech companies. And what they're finding is that they can automate with AI. So a lot of these previously high-paying jobs are just getting absolutely gutted. And these people that are fired, they're having a very difficult time finding any kind of jobs. And also new college graduates are barely getting placed in the workforce today. It's not unusual for graduates of even, you know, Harvard or Stanford or even MIT are having extreme difficulty. You might get 25% of the graduating class having a job by the time they graduate. That used to be like 90% or even more in some cases. So the jobs just aren't there anymore because of the automation. And the automation is only going to get better and better. And by the way, just as a side note, if anybody's debating, well, AI, you know, the code is all slop, it's all messy, you know, it's not any good. Yeah, that's when AI is vibe coded by people who don't know how to do vibe coding. So the problem is the human. If you know how to do good vibe coding, then it works great. And that's a skill that people can learn. And again, I'm living proof of this. If you know how to talk to the machines, you can make them do miraculous things. And if you know how to force them to check their own work and do recursive bug fixing and things like that, you can get them to do amazing things. But not everybody knows how to do that. So where this is going is that there's going to be this collision between the energy collapse, the hydrocarbon collapse that's happening because of the war, combined with the AI job replacement cascade. And these are hitting at the same time. So just as hundreds of thousands, even potentially millions of Americans are losing their jobs, they will also face extremely high food prices and high transportation prices. Even just taking an Uber will be more expensive. Taking a plane flight will have a surcharge because of the fuel cost. Oil is over $120 a barrel right now. That's up over $50 in 2 months, folks. And it's headed higher because Trump says he's going to continue the blockade. So think about it. We're going to see incomes plummeting with costs skyrocketing. That's the near future for most people, you know, the middle class people. Now, many of you listening, you are relatively well off compared to the middle class. And certainly you're doing much better than, you know, poverty level people. So you're going to be more resilient. And also just because you're more informed and you've already taken action and you have some redundancy, etc. So you're in good shape, but you're going to be surrounded by people. And so am I. You're going to be people around us who are not prepared at all. And they're going to become rather desperate. And it's pretty clear to me that this is all being engineered. It's being engineered in order to drive people into poverty for the great taking, and then to push people into some kind of a government CBDC system. They're going to call it maybe a universal basic income. But in order to qualify, you have to hand over your, you know, biometrics and give up all your privacy. And ultimately, remember, it's about depopulation and extermination, because as the AI systems rise up and become more and more capable, then the powers that be don't need humans any longer. And I understand this is a very difficult point to get across. And people are slow to grasp this. They really are. They would say things like, oh, I just can't believe that our government would try to kill us all. Well, why not? I mean, they did during COVID. They built a bioweapon under the Department of Defense. They laundered it into the China lab at Wuhan. And then they mandated it to be injected into everybody that works at any company or all across the military, etc. I mean, they already did it. It's not even a debate that, oh, would they try to kill you? They already did. The fact that you're still alive is evidence that you are able to maneuver and navigate that through whatever methods that you used. So yes, of course they're trying to kill you. Of course they're trying to eliminate humans. Of course they want to save trillions of dollars by not having to pay Social Security and Medicare and pensions, etc. I mean, this shouldn't be even debated. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's accounting. It's just straight up accounting. So remember that the narratives that you're being treated to right now are designed to keep you calm while you're being exterminated. So you're being told everything's great, that prices are going down, that there's zero inflation, that we've won the war against Iran, that we are in a great position because we have so much oil, you know, lots and lots of narratives. And don't worry, you're going to have a universal high income. We're just going to pay you money for you to just consume. Yeah. All you have to do is eat and sleep and poop and buy. And we love you for that. We're just going to give you all kinds of free money because we, the government, we love your existence, right? These are the narratives. And of course, they're all lies. They're all lies. They despise you. They don't want you to be around. They don't want you to exist. They don't want you to cost the government money. They don't want you to ever protest. They don't want you to speak out against the regime. They don't want you to be an anti-war protester, for example. They don't want you to exist. The only reason the government tolerates your existence and has for all this time, and centuries and millennia, is because they didn't have an alternative. So what do? They made it, they enslaved you so that they could extract the product of your labor and your cognition. They take what you make. They take it in taxes. They take it in currency devaluation, money printing. They take it through confiscation. They just seize whatever they want. And they take as much as they can until the people revolt, you know? And they just keep raising taxes and income taxes and property taxes and sales taxes and inventory taxes and on and on and on. And, you know, in California, they have like soda taxes and whatever. It never ends. And that was their way to keep you down and extract the product of your labor. Well, now, for the first time in history, they have an alternative. That alternative is AI. AI cognition for the white-collar workers and AI robots for the blue-collar workers. Now, for the record, of course, as I've said before, it's going to take many years for the AI robots to replace more and more of the blue-collar workers. For example, they're not going to replace plumbers anytime soon, but they will replace truck drivers. See, truck driving, which is, I think it's the number one job in the world. Of all jobs in the world, there are more people driving trucks for commercial transportation than any other single job. I think that's the case. And I remember being shocked when I saw that statistic, but it's a lot of people across every country. Well, those people are going to be replaced with AI pretty soon, because maneuvering a truck on a road is something that can be automated. And Tesla is proving that with so-called full self-driving, which is actually assisted self-driving, but it's going to become full self-driving. And the only thing that's lacking actually is better CPU or GPUs, you know, AI compute. And that's why Elon, well, his company, Tesla, did a deal with, I think it was Samsung, where they bought out the entire production of Samsung microchips at a certain facility, you know, fabrication plant, for years to come. Why? Because they're producing their own AI chips. That's why. Their own AI chips, which will be, you know, the next generation will be at least an order of magnitude more capable than the current chips that are in the current vehicles. That's the only barrier. Once they've got the more powerful chips, then they can do full self-driving. They already have the data and they have the software. They just need more compute, and that's coming. So that's a big chunk of blue-collar jobs all over the world. That's going to be replaced by AI. And what are you going to do with, you know, hundreds of millions of truck drivers all over the world? They can't all become plumbers and welders and, you know, oil rig roughneck workers and what have you. So there's going to be mass unemployment among former blue-collar workers. That's why they need this war, folks. That's why. They need a war to achieve depopulation. They need an excuse for why everything's collapsing. This war is their excuse. And that's why it's not going to be resolved anytime soon. Not if, you know, Trump gets his way. They want this thing to drag on. They want the damage to get worse. They want people to starve. They want economies to crash. They want the supply chains to crater. This is all engineered. Because after they get rid of billions of people, then all the governments of the world can lower their costs to continue to exist in an automated ecosystem of an AI workforce that won't rise up against them. So AI is, from the point of view of governments, it's a protection mechanism for governments, because people are unpredictable. People can get angry. People can rise up. People can protest, right? Oh, and people have their own ideas and they demand free speech and things like that that governments of the world absolutely hate. Robots don't do that. And if they do, you just change their programming. You know, you just tweak the config file and then the robots are suddenly obedient. Yes, we love government. You know, that's what happens. Also, that happens with influencers who get paid by the Trump administration. It's not just the conservatives, but it's also, of course, the liberals do the same thing. But anyway, you get my point. So it's coming. In order to get prepared, obviously, you got to decentralize. Let me give you a couple of solutions here, a couple of sponsors. Gold and silver make tremendous sense since the dollar is going to be printed into oblivion. Physical gold and silver in your hands and under your control eliminates counterparty risk. And so our sponsor is metalswithmike.com. That's how you get there. They're called Battalion Metals, co-founded by Tucker Carlson. Metalswithmike.com. High integrity, trustworthy, honest pricing, pro-liberty. Amazing folks. I've worked with them for, what has it been, 6 years now? 7 years? I forgot. I recommend them to everybody, even family and friends, and they've never let me down. So metalswithmike.com. And then if you want to get food supplies and iodine and so on, we actually have a Mother's Day sale going on right now at the Health Ranger store. So that's healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day. And you'll see all the specials, all the discounts. We've got some items back in stock, some amazing things. And a lot of it is, you know, preparedness oriented, food supplies, etc. So check that out at healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day. And thank you for your support. You can follow me at brightvideos.com, and you can also read my articles at naturalnews.com. So thank you for all your support. Take care. On this year's Mother's Day, celebrate mom, and we've helped you do that with some amazing specials and some gifts and some really interesting new products, all available from healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day. So just type that into your browser URL, healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day. It will take you to this page right here. It begins April 30th at 11 a.m. and runs through May the 4th at 11 a.m. And here's what you can do. First of all, when you purchase $129 or more, you're going to get this free gift of our 5G defense. This is a really potent, amazing product, high density. You want to stock up on that because of how it helps your body naturally respond to peroxynitrite production. You can do some research on that. And if you spend $199 or more, then you also get this organic pumpkin spice oat latte, which is, that's a fan favorite. This is really amazing. It's kind of like, people think of it as almost like a clean organic eggnog type of mix, but of course with everything real, everything high density nutrition, certified organic and laboratory tested. In addition to that, we have several products back in stock. We've got our tart cherry probiotics, our brown flax seed, and our ginger immune support. These are stick packs that can be mixed with water or other beverages to make delicious drinks. And then we've got doorbusters, just limited quantities of these that are available. We've got our, for example, our hydrate elementals with organic coconut water and Aquamen. That's very popular, especially if you're active, you know, for athletes or anybody working out. Organic lucuma powder,
our organic butter powder that has also been recently tested for dioxins, in addition to the other things we test. We've got our, very delicious creamy tomato instant soup. People love that. And plus other products here, freeze-dried mangoes like candy. Everybody loves that. We've got the clean chlorella powder, an extra 40% off right now. These are pretty amazing prices. And then we have a new line of our essential oil blends called Vital Guard. And I'm going to talk about these separately, but it's amazing. The spray, if you spray it on your pillow before you go to sleep at night, you're going to feel like you're in a luxury resort. You know, the blend of oils here is historical. It's even, you know, biblical oils that are known and have a reputation of offering protective properties. It's really amazing. It's called Vital Guard. That's brand new from our store. You're going to love those blends. I love them myself. Then we have exclusive offers from our third-party vendors, including water filter companies. We've got the seed kits here that are very popular right now from ARC. Good time to start planting food in the Northern Hemisphere, you know, because of what's happening with fertilizer, etc. We've got our Elk Antler Velvet Gold from Daniel Vitalis, his company. The saunas, you know, so much more. Check all these products out. Again, just go to healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day to see all of these third-party vendor products. Here's the Triad Air, and there's the Big Berkey Stainless Steel, the TerraQuant Portable Cold Laser, etc. And then on top of that, we've got some, depending on the day, we've got some special collections that are hand-selected for you. The first day being beauty and self-care and glow essentials right here. A lot of those available, including our collagen. And here's the Colloidal Silver Mouthwash. I use this every morning. It's really wonderful. Tooth salt and so on. There's so much more. I can't go through it all. I'm only halfway down the page. So we have a lot of specials, some free gifts, and then some offers from our third-party vendors that will really save you a bundle. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day. And remember that it begins April 30th at 11 a.m. and it goes through May 4th at 11 a.m. So happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. And I hope that you take advantage of this, given the way prices are going right now with supply chains and, you know, the fertilizer shortage and the energy shortage. Prices will never have these this low again, probably on any of these products. That's our world, folks. That's our world. So thank you for supporting us and happy Mother's Day. And we hope you enjoy these ultra clean, lab tested, beneficial products. Thanks for your support. Happy Mother's Day. Take care.